victorious Lord, we thank you that you're ever with us, ever present to us, and it is a joy to open ourselves up to know that you are there. Lord, as we reflect on your word and worship you today, we pray that you would inspire us, encourage us, and challenge us. Help us discern the way forward and to receive your love afresh today. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. So friends, it is the final week of content going predominantly this way to you in our series Thinking About Our Values. Next week, you guys are going to be doing the majority of the talking, thinking, praying, discerning. It's going to be great. I have every confidence in you. This week, we're thinking about our final word, connected. We've talked about living simply. We've talked about gentleness. And this week, connected. I've said to you from the beginning of this series that this is an opportunity for you to reflect on what the church is like, what you long for the church to be like, your great desires for this community and your own lives. And if these words are helpful for the road ahead, fantastic. And if they're not, fantastic, because the goal is not to solidify three words, it's to open a conversation about the journey ahead. But a caveat for you for this week. I hope and pray that whatever the road ahead looks like for this church, that you keep connected. And that might not be the word that really grasps it for you, but I hope that you don't throw out the importance of relationship. And at its essence, what I'm talking about today is love. And the reason I say don't throw this out is not because I have a particular leaning to this word above the others, but because this is the commandment that comes through Scripture over and over again. Love the Lord your God with all that you have. Love your neighbour as yourself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Love, love, love. If we did what happened with that Bible verse, with the whole Bible and we took love out, we would have quite a redacted gospel, quite a redacted Scripture. Love is the commandment. Above all else, if you want to know what love looks like, look at Jesus, for he reveals to us that God is love. So my challenge to you, keep love at the centre, however you want to word that. Connection felt important post-COVID because we had experienced such separation, and connection felt like an easy word. Do you remember the great awkward, that weird time when you were allowed to meet again and you were like, I don't know if we're at handshake, hug, elbow, or just distance, like, and it was all really awkward and a bit weird? Connection felt like a good word because it was saying you don't have to touch, but it's having that we've been separated for so long. How can we start to reconnect? And so that might be a word for you going forward. As I reflected on COVID, that season at that time, separation felt like the great pain that we went through. We were separated from our ordinary lives. We were separated from each other. And we became wholly dependent on our internet connections. And sometimes I was separated from grace when it didn't quite work. And the words that came to me over and over again was, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. We are not made to be separate. Even the most introverted of us, who would be quite happy with a lockdown life, require some connection to other people, whatever that might look like. We are made for connection. And this is the great work of Jesus to show us that there is absolutely nothing that can separate us from God's love, not even death. What a phenomenal truth. And this is the task of the church, to show that to be true. There is nothing that can cause separation because we have the love of God in Jesus Christ. And this word, connection, this love of God, is not just commanded, it's the story of Scripture. So let's roll back right to the beginning of Genesis. Well, even a little bit, like we've got the very first line in Genesis where God is the only thing in existence. And I think that those very, very first little verses can easily be skipped over because the rest of it is about us, humanity. But at the very beginning, we have a God who is self-sufficient. Three in one. God is love. Three persons perfectly united in love together, enjoying communion within God's self. And I've already probably offered you about 12 heresies, so enjoy that. We can never describe the fullness of God. God was self-sufficient. Every single one of us, every atom of creation, is an overflow of God's creative love. God is love to the extent that even though God is self-sufficient within God's self, God chooses to make others to welcome us in. There's an amazing icon by Rembrandt of the Trinity, where you've got the three persons of the Trinity, and by some intelligent, wonderful painting work, they're all kind of looking and gesturing to each other. And there's a space. So if you're looking at it, it's like the three are kind of gathered around a table with a space. And there's a theory that the original artwork included a mirror there, that was the space for you to be invited to join in with the Trinity. That is the nature of God. What a glorious thing to realise that every single one of us is a completely unnecessary contribution in existence. And I mean that in a sense to bring great joy, because God does not need us. God wants us. God delights in us. We are not a necessary feature of creation. Our whole purpose and meaning of life is love. We are made by love, for love. And when we understand that, we see our calling is love. God made humanity and set boundaries for that relationship. And humanity, as is our nature, pushed those boundaries. And we're only into the first few verses of Genesis here, and then the rest of Scripture is the story of God relentlessly chasing humanity in love, drawing us back into God's self, into that gathering where we might find ourselves around the table with the Holy One, where we might find ourselves caught up in the love between the three persons. What a phenomenal truth that most of Scripture is God pursuing us in love. And as followers of Jesus, that becomes our task too. And as we become Christ-like, we too pursue the world, pursue one another, pursue God with a relentless love, that we might see all things renewed, that we might see the kingdom of God. It's happening. And we have the privilege and joy of getting involved in this. Our lives testify to the truth, and our words should also testify to the truth that love conquers all. Nobody is alone. And in a world of greater and greater isolation and loneliness, what a declaration we can make. You are not alone. Who else wanted to join in with a little song there? I won't do it. This is our calling. We are called to work with Christ, to draw all people together, to reconcile all things to God, to welcome, unite, connect, that all might know their perfect place within the love of God, no exception. There is no one outside of God's love and grace, and this is why we can relentlessly pursue this mission and ministry. Every one of us. Everyone in all of creation and all of creation itself are part of this welcome. You could pick all sorts of other words than connection, wholeness, unity, communion, love. But let's unpack what this might look like. We start firstly with our connection with God, for God is love. We can only express that love to one another by first knowing the love of God. What is it for you that helps you to connect most with God? It might be sitting here in church, might be strolling through the fields, it might be laughing with friends. Where do you most experience love, joy, peace? Pursue those things, for in that we find connection with the Holy One. John's Gospel has wonderful images of this, but there's one of abiding. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. We are permanently connected to the source of all life and love, plugged in. And because of that, if you think of the image, if Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, our connection to each other is through Christ. And it is that that means that we can connect with one another in pure, true love. It means that our connection with one another is not us trying to manipulate or change people to be like us to make us comfortable. Instead, through Christ, as Christ relentlessly pursues unity in all things, so we can love and welcome one another exactly as we are, trusting the work of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God to do what needs to be done. And this is a challenge to all of us. Where are the limits to our love where the Lord might be challenging us today? Who are the people as we look around this church who are not represented but are in our community? Where do we need to explore that connection more deeply with the fullness of humanity? And I offer that to you as a question to ponder. We are called to be connected to one another. I find this the most incredible thing, that if you just take a moment to look around in this church, look around at one another. If it were not for the love of God, we would be strangers to one another. We might bump into each other in the street, but if it were not for the love of God, we would be strangers to one another. And instead, we are not. It's not just that we're not strangers, we're not acquaintances, we are family. What a mind-blowing truth that is. If it were not for the love of God, we would be strangers, and yet we are brothers and sisters, siblings, together in Christ. And this is a priority for the church, that all are welcomed into the family. It's what we celebrate around the table. You will never get turned away from communion by me. Because this table is the table of the Lord, where we all get to have our family meal and our family celebration. Do we make enough priority of our connections with one another? Are we able to lay aside our perhaps defensiveness, our struggles with one another, to really see and honour and love each other? For we have all just read, how will they know that you are my disciples? It is by the way we love one another. We declare to the world, most particularly, who Jesus is by how we are with each other. And then we're called to not just think about the church, but we are called to be connected to the rest of humanity, to be salt and light sent out into the world, not fixers, but people of love. This is where justice comes in. I wonder, those of you who perhaps have a particular justice cause on your heart, I'm guessing for those of you, it's not a head thing where you go, I think this is wrong, I do something about it. There's a feeling in your gut, in your soul, in your spirit. You are moved emotionally to do something. We are connected to people. We don't just blindly throw money out into the world and hope it does something. When we are truly taking justice seriously, it's connection. This is what delights me with the work with Hope Into Action, is we're not just throwing stuff out there and hoping that people will no longer be homeless. And we're not even trying to fix people. We're saying we'll journey with you, we'll partner with you. That is an act of justice. That is an incredible thing. And the Allsley Festival, we are connecting with one another. We can get really wrapped up in, is it worth it? What are we doing? What's the point of it? The point of it is the joy of it. Being together, building relationships, that people might know that they are not alone, that all have a place. We bring together what is scattered. In fact, that's what we do at communion, right? All of us are scattered. And we talk about the grain when scattered in the field that comes together. That is exactly what we do with things like the Allsley Festival. People scattered across this community come together for moments and something is gathered. And we trust the Holy Spirit is there and present. And we're called to be connected to our creation, to the rest of it, This isn't just about us and God. We are part of creation, not separate from it. And our task with Connections is to be able to see the whole and identify our place within it that we might be able to welcome others into. Connection, dear friends, is all about love. We're going to declare that as we gather around the table later on today, that all of you are welcome in the deepest connection, in communion, where we are welcomed into God's own self. It's a beautiful image of the church, an ever-extending table, and we are all welcomed. And it's the command of Christ to love. And so it's over to you. We'll think, as we have done the last few weeks, and pray, and then get chatting and get scribbling. Hopefully you've got things in your pews to scribble, and we want that board as populated as the other ones. And if as you're praying you think something about simplicity or gentleness that you want to add, do those too. We've got some questions for you to think about, and these might be challenging. I invite you to really think about them. Do you feel loved here in this church? And I ask you that. Some you might have been here for the first time today. We'd love to hear from you. It's a voice that we often don't hear, because often people who come for the first time think, oh, this isn't for me. Please, please, offer that. Did you feel loved as you walked in? If you've been here for 50,000 years, then please also offer. You might want to offer a journey. There have been times when you felt loved, perhaps less so. Share what you feel able to. Do we love our wider community? Are we connected to them, or do we just throw resources out and hope for the best? Do we love the Lord? That might be a challenging one to really wrestle with. Do we enjoy God's presence? Do we delight in God? Has God become a chore? And then I ask you to reflect on that a level deeper, because it might be easy to go, yes, 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 or even no, no, no. I invite you, what is it that tells you your answer? Might be the welcome you had. It might be a loved one died and somebody called you. Whatever it might be. I'm going to pray as we consider these questions, and it might be something I've said has resonated with you and you want to run with that. Whatever has grasped you, explore that with the Lord, and when you feel ready, get scribbling and chatting.